All right, and we're gonna just begin where we are.
That sounds like the perfect plan.
Mindfulness is a simple practice of noticing thoughts when they happen, learning to let go of negativity, and harnessing body awareness, all while welcoming emotion. It sounds pretty complex, but clinical psychologist Gina Partucci equates it to
driving in the car and somebody cutting us off, and just how we can then, like, that happened, right? And so the appropriate response was a fear response in that moment, and anger was totally appropriate. But then we notice that it's like 30 minutes later and we're still driving our car and we're feeling really upset about that thing that happened in the past. And that doesn't serve us in any way. That's not skillful. That really impacts our ability to live our lives fully.
With training, Bartucci says the first step to being mindful is to notice everyday thoughts, then take a step back and arrive in the present moment. In fact, Bartucci says studies show 10 minutes of meditation a day changes your brain in the matter of 8 weeks.
By using mindfulness in our everyday life and by being part of a mindfulness group, we can really learn to use our brains in a more skillful way to live our lives more fully and to just, you know, pull more joy from our day-to-day experience.
Practicing mindfulness takes you to the place of using a non-judgmental attitude, transforming blame or criticism, and especially self-blame and criticism, into positive thoughts. The act becomes a commitment to self-love and kindness. The authenticity of every person begins with showing up just as we are.
When people show up fully as they are, they're imperfectly perfect beings. We really just get to see each other as we are, as opposed to with this, you know, fake face that we sometimes feel like we have to show the world.
Dr. Bartucci's mindful journey began after a breakup. A professor introduced her to leading mindfulness groups when she was still a student of the University of Illinois, where she says she learned the most about mindfulness from the people around her.
The opportunity to see all of these amazing people just bloom like flowers right in front of my eyes. It just was such a gift, and it was a gift in my own life. It was a gift for me that I felt like I could give to others, and others could give me right back by just giving me the opportunity of watching them transform.
Dr. Bartucci says a great way to start practicing mindfulness meditation is with a free app called Insight Timer.
Typically, the meditations will tell you exactly what to do. They're all guided, which is a great way to start meditating, in my opinion, and just follow what the guide says, and the rest is pretty straightforward.
Another mindful practice, if you don't have a smartphone, is simply taking
a walk. Is enhanced by being mindful rather than being in our heads about how, you know, rough the last whatever thing was, or how nervous we are about whatever future thing is. Even now, just being out in the cold, bringing mindfulness to the sensations of the cold on our face, rather than feeling like, oh my gosh, I wish this was different, can be really beneficial.
Even washing the dishes allows for a chance to practice mindfulness in the moment. Thanks to Dr. Bartucci, I've been able to practice mindfulness for the past 3 years. The choice to bring awareness to arising thoughts and emotions, allow for the ability to let go of negative thoughts, has been truly life-changing. You can find more information at drginabartucci.com. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sarah Opat.